The board that regulates Alaska's legal marijuana industry has a more industry-friendly chair. State marijuana regulators also reacted to the Trump administration's more hardline approach to pot. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
Mark Springer was elected Wednesday by fellow board members on the Marijuana Control Board. Board member Brandon Emmett, an active proponent of legal marijuana, praised Springer's tenure to date.
You've been a member of this board since its inception, and I feel that you've brought a very measured approach to all the decisions you've made on the board. I think you make a fine chair.
A Bethel City Councilman, Springer replaces Soldotna Police Chief Peter Malarnik, who some pot business owners had accused of being a prohibitionist hostile to the industry. Carrie Kerrigan, executive director of the Alaska Marijuana Industry Association, said by contrast, Springer has proven even-handed.
I consider him extremely objective and really well-read, thoughtful about what he makes decisions on. And I've seen him pull back on things which I thought maybe could have been pushed forward. But at the same time, it's because of that thoughtful approach that I think he's going to be a really big addition. And I really approve of him as being the chair.
Malarnik resigned after U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions released a memo calling marijuana, quote, a dangerous drug. Sessions also rescinded Obama administration-era legal guidance to federal prosecutors, advising them to defer to state laws. Malarnik explained his resignation, saying the Trump administration's posture undercut the legitimacy of state-regulated marijuana. But Alaska's Department of Law says it's still business as usual.
In terms of the day-to-day operation of Alaska's licensed marijuana businesses, the Sessions memo by itself doesn't change things.
Assistant Attorney General Harriet Milks advises the Marijuana Control Board. She told the board Wednesday that the most troubling aspect of Washington's hostile approach is the roadblocks that remain for banks to do business with the industry.
There's some concern, it's just concern, that financial institutions will be ever more reluctant to work with cannabis businesses, and that will leave the multi-billion dollar cannabis industry highly vulnerable or more vulnerable to criminal activity, not to mention creating problems for states' efforts to track and collect taxes.
Most banks already refuse to accept the proceeds of legal marijuana for fear of running afoul of federal laws. Alaska's Attorney General has joined 18 others to petition Congress to update the law. And Malarnik's resignation also leaves an opening for a public safety designee on the board. That's since been filled by Governor Walker, who's appointed North Slope Borough Police Chief Travis Welch. Welch's appointment and the reappointment of two other sitting members will be subject to confirmation by the Alaska legislature. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.